Today's New Testament reading is from Romans, the 15th chapter. I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. But on some points I have written to you very boldly by way of reminder, because of the grace given to me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have a reason to be proud of my work for God. For I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me, to bring the Gentiles to obedience by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and all the way around to Illyricum, I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ. And thus I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation, but as it is written, those who have never been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand. This is the reason why I have so often been hindered from coming to you. But now, since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain, and to be helped on my journey there by you once I have enjoyed your company for a while. At present, however, I am going to Jerusalem, bringing aid to the saints, for Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. For they were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them, for if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they ought also to be of service to them in material blessings. What therefore I have completed this, and have delivered to them what has been collected, I will leave for Spain by way of you. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf, that I may be delivered from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Chad Phillip from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Gillette, Arkansas, and St. Luke's Lutheran Church in DeWitt, Arkansas.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Growing up, I did not like getting into trouble, especially at school. So for the most part, I tried to do my best and follow the rules. But I was a sinner like everyone else and did things I was not supposed to. And sometimes it looked like I might get away with it because the teacher hadn't seen me. And then someone told on me, got up from their desk and went to tell the teacher what I had done. Tattletale. Nobody seems to like a tattletale. Oh, they are not perfect themselves. They are sinners like everyone else. But they truly believe in doing right and holding everyone to that standard. Being the tattletale can be tough. Because after someone gets in trouble because you told on them, then they try to make life tough for you. They won't be your friend anymore. They will not let you play games with them during recess. They won't sit with you at lunch. Holding someone to a standard can be tough because the way they treat you afterwards. In the adult world, they are not usually called tattletales, but instead whistleblowers, individuals who see wrongdoing and call attention to it. But in many situations, the whistleblower is then mistreated, fired by the company, abandoned by friends. People begin to weigh the options of allowing others to break the law or suffering the consequences of holding people to the law. Yet they do what is right, even with dire consequences, because they stand on a solid foundation. There are classroom rules and there are laws that businesses must comply with. As St. Paul wraps up his letter to the Christians in Rome, he praises them for being filled with all knowledge and able to instruct one another. The Greek word translated instruct also includes the dimension of admonishing one another. The Christians in Rome have listened and studied God's word, his law, and gospel, and so they have been filled with it. God's word is the foundation, the basis of authority for this congregation. And so it is with God's word as their sole authority. They instruct and admonish one another. Now, holding a fellow Christian accountable to God's word is not easy. We are sinners. Every one of us has failed to keep God's law. And that law shows us our sin and that we are in need of repentance. It is also God's word that shows us and delivers to us the forgiveness that Jesus Christ won for us when he died for us on the cross. And when we see a fellow Christian commit a sin, and we are called to approach that brother or sister and show them their fault, that can be a tough and fearful situation because we do not know how they are going to react. Will they tell us to mind our own business, get mad at us, and thus we lose a friend? Or maybe they will be grateful that we cared enough about them, loved them enough, and cared about their salvation to call them to repentance. The Christian congregation at Rome doesn't hesitate to instruct and admonish each other because their foundation, their authority, is God's word. It is rooted solidly in scriptural instruction. As Christian congregations in this day and age, we are called to love one another, and that includes reading, learning, and inwardly digesting God's word. That includes instructing and admonishing each other with God's word as the sole authority. And so we pray for God's strength and guidance to overcome any fears or anxieties as we share the fullness of his word in Christ Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor Chad Phillip from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Gillette, Arkansas, and St. Luke's Lutheran Church in DeWitt, Arkansas, for today's meditation on God's Word.